This is a letter. It says, "Hey there, how's it going? Long time, much lately, but it didn't seem like you wanted me to be. The last time I said to it, let you be your own boss, but I've been keeping an eye on you, I have, and it's amazing how you've grown. With the technology, beautiful art you've created with such grace and such finesse, but I must admit there are a few things I'm afraid have impressed me less. But that was never what I intended. I feel I should take my share of the blame. A lot of the good I tried to was corrupted when organised religion got into fortune extremes. My teachings were taken out of context to meet the agendas of others, interpretations taken in different ways, hidden weak to control the strong. With all these new morals and ethics, survive but the fittest was gone. No longer could the biggest massive, certain rules were not heeded. Some of the deeds committed in my name make me wonder I went wrong. Back at the start when I was already here, long before I began, I just kind of put them all together. I didn't really think of a long-term plan. I made that you could navigate this globe or watch the sunrise. I covered the earth with plants and fruit, some for sustenance, some for producing. Try to give each creature own attributes without making them enveloped. Gave you all your own space to grow and your own western jealousy. Called you to war against each other. Leave marks on this planet indelibly. See, I wasn't a creator, I was more right now. I don't hate ya. I was a simple being that happened to be the first to use such powers. But I just laid the invented bombs and the fear that comes with them. It was you that invented money and the corrupt economic systems. It was you that didn't know when to stop digging deep, when to stop building higher. It was you that exhausted the resources I carefully laid out on this earth. It was you that used my teachings for your own personal gain. It was you that committed such tragedies, even though the worry was misconstrued. But it's apologies to Mother Nature, cause I created you.
P.S. Looking over what I wrote on Pay As You Go and I ain't got no credit, you often get it wrong, so I wanted to say don't get it twisted about what I'm like. You might think I'm all fire and life, it don't mean I've got no sense of humour. And John and Darby, Sophie in Year 9 does like you, should talk to her. You see, my funny side is that a big beard and a white robe was a good look. It wasn't me, I was up for dungarees, an acid suit and a pair of wallabies, chilling out, watching a film that Gabriel ran for a game on the computer. And the irony is the best football game really is proved to you kids. To mess up Darwin, it was me, I nicked the missing link and hid him under my kitchen sink. You see, I'm funny. I love a joke, just sinking into a bath, come on. I'm no saint, I can go crazy, man, I've been on many a bender. But since that King James Dean's a many point, I wanted respect. So now I've got the chance, I just wanted to get it off my chest. And I've got a question, why'd you get rid of Mighty White Bread? Bad man, he's just crazy, like most of you. Why is violence not okay in music, but fine in a cartoon? And why does anyone learn long division? And why do kids rock their jewels at the people in prison? Watching you lot is like the best ever television, more power. Just give me a thumbs up now and again, there's really no need for you to cower down. I love music, and if two geezers were being, then I let them do it. So just remember, I made you body and mind in my own image. And if you still don't think I'm funny,